Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
They do a great job of punching at the ball, getting around the football. It's been a huge part of their success. When you look over the years, at least since I've been here, not only against the Steelers, when we don't turn it over, we usually put ourselves, you know, in a heck of a position to win. Well, I just give him a lot of credit. He's battling each week, trying to get healthy enough to be able to play every Sunday. I mean, that's what I see out of him. I see a guy that's battling little nagging injuries, things that are stopping him from being able to get out there every day and practice.
He's still very effective. He's been doing this a long time. He's been doing as long as some of these guys have been born on our team. So, you know, he'll figure out a way to get through whatever he's going through, and we expect him to be at his best.
Morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Finney and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw in for Bob Haney. One last day. Bob will be back on Monday. But before then, a lot of business to handle here. Ravens and Steelers this Sunday. Everything on the line. Of course, still two more meetings left in the season. They'll meet each other in the final week of the schedule. But everything feels like it's riding on this Sunday. And you heard the cuts from the coordinators coming in there, Todd Monken and Zach Orr. We'll go through these in order, starting with Todd Monken. First and foremost, that ball security. No good against the Bengals. 5 turnovers, as ugly as can be. Pretty much shot themselves in the foot every opportunity they had. And when you look back at some of the previous meetings between the Ravens and the Steelers through history, turnovers usually are the difference in the game. I think about last year, they met 3 times. The only game that Pittsburgh won, turnovers were a direct culprit there, Vinny.
Yeah, and it was at Pittsburgh. You know, the Ravens, the 2 games at home, the Ravens dominated in the run game. Henry had over 150 yards in both games, and, you know, Ravens walked away with both. So that's kind of what the Ravens are hoping to be able to do, you know, like Buffalo did last week. And in both games, you know, that they won, Lamar, in the playoff game, Lamar threw it 21 times, you know, but he ran it 15. And that's the only thing, Nolan, I've been talking about all week. I want Lamar to run the ball. But, you know, with the ankle,
right,
that's the issue. Because when you have an ankle, sprained ankle, cutting is hard, you know. So to make really sharp cuts and do all those things, it's hard to do. You can't do it. You know, so I don't know, you know, I guess, you know, Sunday, maybe when we do the pregame, I'll ask the doc if it's normal that you give a quarterback, you know, a Toradol shot. I guess you can, you know, because it doesn't affect your thinking or anything. Just takes away the pain for the 3 hours of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be, and maybe that's what Lamar is doing. Because when you do get a Toradol shot, let's just say Lamar gets one, you get it before the game. And after the game, Nolan, you know, like it doesn't hurt during the game, but once it wears off, hurts like hell. Like Sunday night hurts like hell. So, I mean, it probably takes him that, you know, and I don't know if that's how he's getting through to each game, you know, is being able to get the shot to be able to play. Because, like you said, Wednesday, limited in practice, and we don't know what he did. Thursday, no practice. So that tells me that he went out there and did some stuff, and he was sore.
Right. And that's the dark cloud that's kind of looming over everything right now. Now, I wouldn't say that it's so concerning that, like, he's not going to play Sunday. I mean, even Todd Monken said himself that he expects him to be out there. It's just he's battling these constant bumps and bruises. I'm with you. I found it weird that you're out there Wednesday and you're not out there Thursday. I mean, if you were, to me, that it's confusing because that makes it look like something happened on Wednesday that led to the absence Thursday. If you were going to do kind of what I think they've been doing for the past month and giving him Wednesday as just a recover day, then why wouldn't it be Wednesday this week? So I don't want to pick apart at something here where we really don't have that many details. Ultimately, I still expect him to play. But we've been talking about the running factor all week, and that's going to be a huge factor. I mean, I still say, give it to Derrick Henry, give it to your ball carriers. But to connect this to the whole turnover thing, again, that game last year in Pittsburgh, first drive of the game, Derrick Henry fumble. Right before the half or right out of the second half, Isaiah Likely had the ball punched out of his hands. And we just went through that with him this past week against Cincinnati right at the goal line with the fumble. So, I mean, Lamar has his stuff in the pocket where, you know, he could fumble there. Second one was bogus last week, but the first one was very careless. But still, even if he's getting the ball out, it's the ball carriers. You know, Zay Flowers this year, very shaky with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of times is, like with Zay, you're trying to do too much. You know, you're trying to make, you know, a 10-yard play. You want to make it a 50-yard play and just, you know, get what's there. You know what I was thinking, you know, when I was thinking about Lamar's ankle and stuff, maybe that's also a cause of his accuracy troubles. You know, you just figure, like, you know, you play baseball?
Growing up, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just figure throwing and your ankle sore or, like, you know, like you're throwing it, you know.
Right.
So maybe your steps are not the same, and you know, instead of taking, you know, a 6-inch step, you only take you know, a 3-inch or whatever, and the ball sails on you. You know, so I mean, because the ball's been sailing on him,
right?
You know?
And the thing with Lamar, though, like his mechanics, especially when he escapes the pocket and makes those crazy highlight reel plays. I mean, if you were like a coach teaching fundamentals, you wouldn't tell a kid, "Hey, do what Lamar's doing." I mean, that's all natural gifts. I mean, he's practically, you know, standing with his feet, you know, and just he'll have them like right next to each other and just lob it up there. Well, he just has that arm talent.
If you're a quarterback guru, watching these two guys Sunday, there's not going to be a lot of video of this is fundamentally exact because Rodgers is throwing, you know, off his heels and everything else, you know. So, yeah, this is not a video to watch for the fundamentals of quarterback play.
But it feels like that's where the league is in general. I mean, the last 5 to 10 years, Mahomes being on the top of his game, throwing stuff side-armed, although he had the baseball background, so everyone thought
Josh Allen was
part of it. I think the quarterbacks are just adapting.
Caleb Williams. Yeah. I mean, that's the way they play nowadays. That's the way they, you know, the 7-on-7 leagues to high school to college. Yeah, that's what they do. Why? Because that's what they see the pros do. You know, and how many, many Mahomes in Nebraska? Yeah. You know,
well, that's taking it too far. I mean, come on, man. I mean, be your own person. You know what I mean?
Right.
To clean up the injury report from yesterday, obviously Lamar was the biggest story. But before we finished up yesterday's show, we were, you know, shocked by the Lamar news. Also slightly alerted by Travis Jones not being there. We figured rest day. Turns out it's not injury related. Personal reasons. Don't know what it is, but keep an eye on it today. Back out there. All good to go.
Yeah. And then the other one was Bateman was limited. You know, I mean, Bate came back, you know, on the short week after having the high ankle sprain. You know, maybe if you're Bate, you know, hey, I ran 44 plays. I got one target. You know, maybe my ankle kind of hurting.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, are you not motivated by what's going on there? I don't know. Bateman confuses me, but that's a whole nother show. I mean, we could do 4 hours on him alone sometimes, it seems like. One more. You heard Zach Orr coming in there, the last cut, talking about what they expect out of Aaron Rodgers this Sunday. And obviously, Vinny, you did the film yesterday.
Yeah.
It's nothing close to what he was in his prime or even his late prime, you could say, when he was winning MVPs just a few years ago. Look, he's 41 years old, 42 now, turned 42 earlier this week. He nickels and dimes his way down the field. You know, it's all underneath. But when you have a guy like DK Metcalf, I mean, you got to take a couple shots a game. So really just comes down to timing of it. You know, I was trying to think of the last time the Ravens faced a quarterback where the emphasis was so heavy on getting the ball out quick.
Caleb Williams.
Well, I thought Miami with Tua.
Oh, yeah.
Although that was a very rudimentary offense. Yeah. So maybe Pittsburgh has a little more personnel talent than Miami did. But you saw the success in both those games, Bears and the Dolphins, that the Ravens defense had.
Yeah. And there'll be a lot of throws to the tight ends and the backs. You know, Gainwell, like we said yesterday, he's got 44 catches. So, you know, he's their second leading receiver, and that's the running back. So he is going to get the ball. That is their outside run game, it really, is what it is. And the reason they have to do it is because the O-line's so bad. That's why he's got to get rid of the ball. I mean, look at Lamar. I mean, they've got a million sacks too. You know, and he's got to get rid of the ball quick. And then we talk about receivers getting open. You know, that's part of the issue with the Ravens, too.
Right. I mean, so ultimately, with Rodgers, he doesn't scare you. But the one thing that I could say about him is that he probably will play a clean game. And if he can do that, we go back to the turnover factor. Just one time coughing up the football for the Ravens offense could be disastrous in this game. I mean, we've seen it in the past. We've seen it here recently. Ravens with the turnovers, they tend to come in bunches. I mean, they'll go multiple weeks without one at all. They had three against Cleveland. They were clean against the Jets, and then five against Cincy. So got to get back on the right streak there.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, Rodgers with his wrist, he's susceptible because, you know, you got a cast kind of on one hand. Is he going to be able to get under center, you know, because that helps a lot with play action pass and stuff. And then, you know, his handoffs. Now, when he's in the pocket, if they can get pressure, you know, trying to hold the ball really with two hands, it'll be a lot easier to knock out because he's not going to have a strong grip with his left hand. Mm-hmm. So to be able to knock the ball out, I think you go for the ball all the time if you're close and Aaron Rodgers is holding the ball.
410-583-1057 if you want to get in here with a prediction. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show. Score prediction, any sort of prediction you want for Sunday, a stat prediction, whatever you want to do, we're here for you. Quick rundown of the show today. Guest-wise, we'll talk to Jonah Schaefer at 11, our usual Friday guest list here. Keith Kavanaugh at 11:30.
That'll be interesting.
Clean up. Well, he'll give the real...
Yeah.
He'll be brutally honest. You can say that about Keith. Nate Davis will join us at 12:30. We'll kind of preview the weekend slate and recap what was an absolute thriller last night.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to talk about, I mean, the implications were enough to make that exciting, but 44-30, incredible final score. So we got a bunch going for you here on a Friday. We got picks, we got keys to victory, we got stats. It's your typical Friday show. We want you to be a part of it. 410-583-1057. Coming right back.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why?
Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to give our predictions today. We want to hear yours as well. Both teams 6-6. Everything on the line for this Sunday's matchup. And let's get these calls rolling with Rob in Bel Air. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, guys. The game last night, Detroit. Detroit came in with a hurt offensive line. I know Jared Goff is a different quarterback than Lamar, and I know there's been moments with Detroit, but I love the rhythm that they with their passing game. They had got Gibbs on the outside to almost be like a wide receiver, and I noticed that the quick slants and the crossing patterns were really, really effective. And with the Ravens, what I see is absolutely no rhythm in that offense, none. I mean, you'll run, like you said, Vinny, they'll run the ball sometimes and only gain one run yard or be second and 10 behind the sticks. And that's been my concern about the Ravens offense. I want to get to Bateman. You just mentioned you could do a whole segment, show on Bateman. Bateman and Flowers were number one picks for the Ravens, number one. You might as well put a third rounder or a fourth rounder out there. Is Bateman that bad? Because last year, yes, he was productive when Lamar needed him. But you've always said this, Vinny, that I've always agreed with. Sometimes these wide receivers become disinterested, and you've seen that with Likely. How about a few screen plays or short passes just to get everything going? You watch the All 22. Are the routes that long? Are they going like 20 yards down the field? Because right now Lamar will go back, and sometimes you're like, okay, Lamar, throw it, and then he'll hold onto the ball and get sacked. I want to get your opinion on how you get this offense in a rhythm. Everybody can say run, 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 run. Yeah, that's great. Steelers are going to be up against, they're going to do everything they can to not let what happened with Buffalo. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But what are you going to do in between that? Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Ryan. Yeah, Rob, sorry.
I think a lot of the routes that Bateman runs, like he's running the clear out routes for the deep ends and those types of things. I can see this week some quick hitches and those kind of things because the corners play off and they'll play soft. So, sometimes they'll like to come up and get in your face, but they'll back off. So getting some quick stuff out there may be, a good idea. Because the thing about it is Bateman's a really good route runner. He can create separation. Zay is a good route runner. When your protection is not great, you got to win quick. That's the thing. Because what's happening is if you're not winning quick, and you're going 18 to 20, and Lamar, he sees color, in front of him, and then he's got to pull it down, and so you can't stay with it. So the passing game will be much better if we have consistency in the offensive line. I mean, everything always goes back to the O-line with this football team, and that's what it is. Because what are you going to do? You're going to max protect all the time and send out two guys? No, because they're going to be dropping 6 or 7 you know, so you got to spread them out and hopefully, you know, watching the pass game and all, it's like pulling teeth. I mean, you know, it just, you know, kind of like we just heard, you know, that there's no rhythm to it. There's no rhythm.
Right. And I can get on Bateman, and we have in the past, and I'm sure we will down the road. I mean, I agree on some of the attitude stuff, you know, the disinterest at times. You know, there was that moment earlier this year where he appeared to give up on a sideline route, but the ball's just not coming his way. So to be fair to him, I mean, 32 targets here in 10 games this year. After last year, that, well, he called it a bust-out season. It was a bust-out season. Mm-hmm. I mean, not in terms of yardage, but how about touchdowns? You know, 9 last year, only 2 this year. So, all right, if you're not going to be a part of the offense in volume like that, you're not going to have the ball coming your way very often. I mean, he's not even really making a difference in the red zone either. It just seems like he's a forgotten man here.
Well, the problem, biggest problem is, too, Nolan, is that, I mean, they're 23rd in scoring touchdowns right now. They only have 16. You know, the Looper is kicking way too many field goals. That's the biggest problem is last year, you know, those field goals, they were touchdowns, and they were Bateman, and they were Andrews, and they were all those guys, you know, catching touchdown passes.
I mean, he still is a chain mover, you know, 10 of his 16 receptions this year for first downs, but I don't know, we're kind of grasping.
I mean, I can see slant routes. Bates a great slant route runner, you know, so, and he's got some size to him. You know, he can win that way. The outcuts he can win with, hitch routes, those type of thing, and the deep ball. But you got to have time to throw the deep ball. I mean, ask, you know, everybody says, well, Pittsburgh doesn't throw it deep. And what do we say about them? Their O-line sucks. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to throw deep if you're on your back.
We're taking your calls. We're taking your predictions for Ravens versus Steelers this Sunday. Let's keep it going with Ryan in Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday. Happy
Same
Friday.
To you, man.
Listen, Nolan, it's been great having you this week. Usually I get to talk to you before, but I never got a chance to talk to you about Survivor Series, you know, that mess.
We don't have enough time for that. I might get to that a little later, but yeah. Yeah.
That'll be in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll have that segment going. But talking about the Ravens, I'm getting a little frustrated with some Ravens fans right now because, you know, with Lamar having these nagging injuries that have been talked about by, you know, the coach and just visibly in his playing style, you know, and he seems to be playing through it. I feel like Lamar is damned if you do, damned if you don't. We had this whole argument a few years ago with his knee injury. Is he actually hurt? Is he actually hurt? Now he's actually trying to push through and play, and people are ridiculing him, saying, oh, well, I'd rather have Huntley at 100% than Lamar at 60 or 70%. So, I mean, I just feel like it's real frustrating for as a fan that enjoys watching Lamar, but also as a fan that, you know, wants to support this team. Some fans are just flip-flopping whichever opinion they see fit. So I want to hear your opinion on that. But for my prediction, I'm thinking one team's going to win and one team's going to lose. And that's all I got. And you guys have a great weekend and stay safe.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
You know, the question I would ask Lamar, you know, Nolan, because he's had so many lower body injuries, how did you train in the offseason? Did you train differently than you trained the year before? Did you work on your lower body? You know, because we've had hammy, you know, knee, ankles. We've had basically his whole lower body. Something has gone wrong. Did you train? Did you lift enough with your lower body? That would be what I would check with.
I mean, I think this is all just a product of us not knowing the real details.
Right.
We only see the vague designation of ankle. I mean, hamstring, that's a little more easier to read. If you can understand that, why that would limit you. But I mean, what kind of ankle injury is it? Is it a sprain? Is it something? I mean, you know, there's so many different factors here. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's an 8-year veteran at this point. You know, I think he should know how to take care of himself. I do think Ryan's right to some extent. I mean, there has been some questions in the past of Lamar's kind of want to when things get a little tough in the injury department. But he's been playing through it this year. You could argue to how detrimental it is to the team, but and absolutely, he's going to be out there. He gives you the best shot over Huntley.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're taking Lamar 10 out of 10 times,
right?
You know, just because the threat. The biggest problem, too, Nolan, is when he's had all these little nicks and stuff and the opponent's watching him on film, he's not a threat running. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's one less thing, because that's, as a defensive coordinator, you're like, okay, how do we, what are we going to do to stop Lamar from running? You know, how do we do that? And then what do we got to do to also stop Henry from running? Now, if you eliminate the Lamar part, then you put eight in the box, you know, and then you've stopped Henry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a lot of issues they got too.
And up until the recent accuracy concerns here, I mean, that was the biggest negative to me, was just the trickle-down effect, you know, that it made the offense less creative in a way. You know, there's less, you know, not reading the edge rusher at all, where we're not doing any of that. I mean, I still maintain that, you know, run straightaway runs here. I mean, you don't have to get that fancy with it. Put the ball in Henry and Keaton Mitchell's hands. You can be just fine.
If the old line will put a body on a body.
Yeah. I know.
There's always an if. I mean, it's a good thought, Nolan. Yeah. We want to give it to Henry, but hell, we give it to Henry and we're second and 10.
So we would have Rob mentioned the screens.
Yes.
And that's where one, or even end arounds with Zay Flowers, there's a little creativity that you can get a little speed in the mix. You can get on the outside.
They did it to Mitchell. Remember? Mm-hmm. They did the jet sweep with Keaton.
Right. I mean, you can't run that seven times a game, but, no. You know, sprinkle it in a little bit more.
And then they ran the little pitch, which I like, that pitch they ran to Keaton, to, mm-hmm. you know, because then, you know, because the thing is Watt likes to come down hard,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's where in the playoff game they took advantage of Watt because, you know, Lamar would read it. He comes down, he's got it in Henry's belly. Watt comes down, he pulls and he runs. And I don't know if he's going to do that. Is my question would be, is he healthier, Nolan, than he was for Cincinnati? Because he showed a little burst running the ball with Cincy.
That's the big if.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see today. I mean, obviously, he's got to be out there today. I would think he's got to be out there today.
Well, when you look at Pittsburgh's injury report, they're all back.
Yeah. Good
point. You know, Queen was back. Watt was back. You know, all those guys, they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they're banged up. I mean, Watt's toe's not going away. And you know, Queen's glute. I'm sure he's going to still feel the glute. So, yeah, I mean, they're not 100%, but it's Steeler week.
Right. Keys to victory is coming up next. Vinny will outline what it's going to take for the Ravens to beat the Steelers on Sunday. If you have some keys of your own, if you got a prediction, get on in here. 410-583-1057. Jonah Schaefer coming up at 11. Maybe talk a little pass rush on the other side, but it's your calls in this first hour. Stay tuned. Vinny and Haney on the Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free.
Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Welcome back to Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw filling in for Bob Haney. One last day this week. Bob will be back Monday. We're previewing Ravens versus Steelers here, and it's about that time. Vinny got his keys to victory.
Yeah, number one, Nolan, I got win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Okay, what do we mean by that? On the offensive side of the ball, O-line, get a body on a body and stay on your feet. Get a body on a body and stay on your feet. So when you come off on your two double teams or whatever, come off in sync. And then, bam, the one guy goes up to the linebacker. I mean, make it poetry in motion. That's what I'm talking about. Make it just consistent. That's the thing. Can they do it? We've seen them do it, but they don't do it consistently. They don't stack them. All right, and then defensively, just get off blocks. I'm not impressed with their I like the left guard. I've said that before. I like him in the run game. He'll come off flat back, you know, and keep his feet moving, stay on his feet. Get off blocks. I think linebackers have a chance to make a lot of tackles if they're going to run the ball up inside a lot. Otherwise, you know, they're going to have to tackle well because it'll be quick screens and all that kind of stuff to warn and gain well. Number two, protect the ball. That's kind of obvious after five turnovers last week. Protect the football. Don't beat yourself. Don't put defense in bad positions and have them have to bail you out. So protect the football. Number three, pressure Rodgers. You know, and I think that's a big one because he's a statue. And that's another reason why, you know, he gets rid of the ball so quick because he can't scramble. So pressure him, and it'd be nice pressure up the middle because that's the quickest pressure that you can get. But like I said, left guard's pretty good. Otherwise, the rest, not that good, I don't think. So get pressure Rodgers, get your hands up, you know, because their receivers are not great. That's why he likes to throw to the tight ends, and he throws them. That ball comes out quick, really quick. Number four, run the ball. Break arm tackles. You know, sometimes, you know, running backs, BYOB. You got to be your own blocker. You got to run through a guy. You know, and sometimes that's what you got to do. But they've got to have success running the football. And Nolan, I keep saying it, I just think that Lamar's got to play a part of that. I think that's what opens up the holes, and that's what creates opportunities for Henry in there is because, you know, Lamar is going to – you got to account for Lamar. And I'm guessing going into the game, they're not going to account for Lamar. You know, show me first.
Right.
And then if he can show that he can run some, then that opens things up for Henry. And last but not least, Lamar play like Lamar. And I don't know if he can, you know, because I hope he can. And Lamar playing like Lamar is arm and legs, not just an arm. You know, it's got to be arm and legs. That's Lamar playing like Lamar versus the Steelers. And, Nolan, those are my five keys to victory.
Keep it said. It always seems to be simple these past couple weeks. I mean, we've really reduced the Ravens offense to just, all right, O-line, do your job.
Right.
Right? I mean, it...
Well, last week it was O-line, play the best game that you played.
Right.
That didn't work. No. You know, now I tried to, you know, change the wording a little bit.
Right. But, I mean, it is true. I mean, this offense goes as Lamar goes. It's the offensive line starts everything. If they're out of whack, it affects everything from there, you know. So, I think that's pretty appropriate. Let's get back out to the phones here. Daryl's in Baltimore. Daryl, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Daryl.
Hey. Hey, this is my thing with what the Ravens got to do to win this game. Okay, we know Lamar. Everybody knows right now Lamar's not healthy. He's not playing his best game. You know, his throws are off and all that right now. But here's where the team comes in. Here's where, okay, catch the football when he does make a good throw to you. Don't fumble it over the end zone. Okay, Zay. When he hits you with a perfect pass, it's right. Don't push off. There was no reason to.
Right.
There was no reason to push back at all.
Yep.
Okay, Des Walker. You want to make a name for yourself? When he hits you on the goal line and it dropped right in the bucket, it's a tough catch up. Make the play. Don't let the guy make a good defensive play on you. Yeah, but you got to come up with the ball. This is what you got to do, man. It's got to be a team thing. And the offensive line, stop. You got to hold your block a little longer. Tom Hunkin, come on, man. You got to run the football. You can't have a guy, you know, you see him in practice every day. You see him in practice every day. You know he's not right. And you got him throwing the ball like that consecutive times. You know, sometimes you got to pick a guy up. You know, Lamar been carrying this team for years.
Yep.
Okay, now we got to carry him. The team got to carry him some now until he can get back to himself.
Well, just,
that's what a team is, man.
Right. I agree with you. And just think if Likely makes his play, Zay Flowers makes his play, Andrews doesn't drop the ball in the end zone.
Exactly. I forgot about him.
Lamar would have, his stats would have been, and then the Tez Walker one. I mean, I'm not sure what Tez was trying to do, you know, right down there.
Second one, it was tough. Defender was all over him, but he had it. I mean, had it in his hands.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah. If you want to make a name for yourself, and you want, I'm talking about, come up, help your quarterback up, you got to come up with those catches.
Right.
You know the quarterback's struggling, so you got to make these plays for him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah. And, you know, then the other thing is Lamar just hit the easy ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the outcut to Zay Flowers. I mean, you're going to hit that 10 out of 10.
Right.
You know, and you throw it 2 feet over his head. You know, just complete the ones you're supposed to complete. And half the ones, you know, and then the receivers got to help you out and make some plays also. I mean, the Bengals receivers did, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the tight end makes a great play.
Right. And I mean, look, it has to be run first. Everyone in the city of Baltimore is in agreement on run first for Sunday with the Ravens offense. But, you know, we mentioned it briefly the other day, the change that Pittsburgh made in their secondary, Darius Slay out, Asante Samuel Jr. in off the practice squad. I mean, he's had some moments. He's had a taste of the NFL, but you know, it's first time in a while you were saying, hey, let's go right at him. You know, let's test him.
And, I got no problem. You know, like what they do last week, first play of the game. Play action pass, hit tight end for 18 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I got no problem with that, you know. No problem doing that kind of stuff because they are going to come to stop Derrick Henry, December 21st when they played last year, 24 carries for 162. Playoff game, 26 carries for 186.
Mm-hmm.
They got to stop the big boy.
It sounds so simple. We're making it sound like it's the easiest thing in the world. But then on Sunday, it'll be like pulling teeth. It'll be anything.
It'll be second
easy.
And 10.
Right.
And it's like,
right.
You know.
Here we go.
The thing they got to contain in the run game for them is they have Cam Hayward. That's got to be the key guy there. And that's usually he's going to be playing over the left guard.
Talk about the fountain of youth. I mean, that guy,
he's inconsistent, though, you know, and he'll pick his spots. And Nolan, when it's not one of the spots he picks, he gets high and you can kind of push him whichever way you want him to go.
We've heard from many of you so far. We want to hear from even more. 410-583-1057. If you got a prediction for Sunday, get on in here. Jonah Schaefer will preview the game with him coming up at 11. But coming up next, it's your calls, plus a little more on the Ravens pass rush. You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to get the ball out quick, but even Pittsburgh aside here, this Ravens pass rush has been abysmal this year. We'll talk about what their ceiling could actually be. Are they already at their ceiling? Is there any savior here? Is there any fix? That's coming up next on 105.7 The Fan. Of phone calls here. Let's not waste any more time. We'll try to get through as many as we possibly can, starting with Chris in Parkville. Good morning, Chris.
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Same to you.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm going to piggyback on something that Vinny said the other day when I was on. He said they're real tight, and he's right. He's 100% right on. And I think that has a lot to do with where the fumbling comes from. I think they're trying so hard, but they're tight. It's not flowing as usual. Like, likely, that was unlike likely. Usually he would just secure the ball and go down. You've got Ricard there, and you have King Henry. And I think they just need to play their game. And if they settle down and they know that they can win, I think they should be fine.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Well, you know what would be great? A really strong first quarter. Mm-hmm. Come out there and get two touchdowns on your two drives, you know, and you have success running the football. Then you can kind of take a deep breath. Then you can have fun again. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're playing under so much stress since the 1-5, you know, like you're afraid to make a mistake. And if you're afraid to make a mistake, guess what's going to happen? You're going to make mistakes. You just got to turn it loose, have fun, and be free.
I can't remember the last time they started fast. I mean, even they beat the Browns, beat the Jets. Those were terrible first
halves. Browns, didn't they? They scored in the first drive, right? Yeah. Was that the Browns or was that the Bengals? I don't remember.
No, a field goal. But it was a 50.
Well, a lot of them
against
field
the Browns.
Goals.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like you stall out. Even if you have a good drive, they stall out, and that just sets the tone in the wrong direction. I mean, I think you're right. You get the lead. Obviously, it's great for you. But for the Steelers side of things, we mentioned it a couple days ago. You know, they're not capable of coming back in a hurry.
No.
So you're up 10 even. That could be, it could be like, you know, could feel like 14 or 17 at that point.
Yeah, I totally agree, you know, with that, Nolan. I mean, it's just, you know what, watching the Ravens is frustrating. it's what it is, you know. And I mean, the thing is the coaches, they're more frustrated because they have more invested. You know, like we throw stuff at the TV, you know, and they're living it. You know, their gut's killing them, you know, because they've got to own it for a week. And they've got, I mean, their paycheck and all that stuff is dependent on it. And you put so much work and effort into the week that it is demoralizing when you lose a game. And that's why when you win a game, you see how happy Harbs is after? It's a relief, man. You win a game. It's hard. And Harbs says it. It is not easy to win a game in the National Football League.
Let's go to Jeff in Parkville. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Doing great.
Great. I agree with Vinny when he's talking about it's always 2nd and 9, 2nd and 10.
Yep.
And it's because of the offensive line. And I want to know, do you think the cost of not addressing the offensive line is comparable to Elias not addressing the pitching staff for the Orioles?
No, because here's the thing. Just think of this, all right? If you're Eric, you know, and you're looking at your football team and you say, okay, let's take a look. We're going to re-sign Ronnie. Ronnie had a good year, all right? And then we got to replace McCary. And, you know, we had Voorhees who started 2 games and then McCary came in and took over. All right? We should be okay there. Now, Lindenbaum made the Pro Bowl last year. We got a hell of a center. Our right guard, he got a lot better as the season went along. Falele, he was an alternate to the Pro Bowl. Rosengarten played the last part of the season, played really well. So, you know, and then they drafted another lineman in the 3rd round and another one in the 5th round. So if I'm Eric, I'm saying I feel pretty good about my offensive line. But Eric doesn't know that. You know, they're all going to, you know, mm-hmm. go backwards instead of, because if you're Eric, I got these young guys that really improved. And then I'm expecting them to take the next step. They did take the next step, but they went backwards instead of forward. So it's not, that's not on Eric, you know, that's on, you know, because if I'm Eric, I got a good O-line, but we didn't realize that they were all going to take a step back.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jeff. I think, yeah, the Orioles comparison, it's way different. Because when the Orioles entered the season, we knew that pitching staff was a house of cards. I mean, sure, if Charlie Morton was what he was the past couple of years prior, you could have got by maybe, but you knew the instant downside, and it came true right out the gate. I mean, by the end of April, we were like, all right, well, this is what the pitching staff is. There's nobody coming back to save you anytime soon. So I'm a I'm with you 100%. I mean, O-line, if you wanted to say, all right, it was a gamble with Voorhees, it was a gamble, sure, just based on the lack of play time. But you were confident in that, all right, it's tough. Building an O-line's tough, especially when you got the big quarterback contract. So it's at some point on the line, you're going to have a guy who's young and developing. You know, you're not going to have five Pro Bowlers there.
They had three.
Right. You're going to have a weak spot at one of the five spots. And if you wanted to say that that was going to be Voorhees, you could have gotten by without that. But the biggest negative to me, the more I think about it, is Linderbaum in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a massive regression this year that really has changed everything.
And Rosengarten, too, and Filele. I mean, all of them. Because you figure, all right, I got Ronnie, who's a Pro Bowl guy. I got Linderbaum, who's a Pro Bowl guy. You know, I can... If I got to play a spot, you know, left guard, I'm playing between two Pro Bowlers, two veteran guys. I should be okay there. And it hadn't been. You people that get the All-22, go back and watch the playoff game with Pittsburgh last year. And you watch that offensive line. And you watch how they come off the ball and how they not on the ground. And then you watch them this year. And you're saying, now that's not those same guys, but it is.
410-583-1057. If you want to get in here and share your prediction for the Ravens and Steelers matchup on Sunday, you're welcome to do so. I see everyone that's on hold right now. We do have Jonah Schaefer coming up next, but 11:15, we will take your calls. We'll slide the whip around back in the hour a little bit. Your calls are coming soon in the 11 o'clock hour, I promise. But again, up next, it's Jonah Schaefer. Stay tuned here to Vinny and Haney.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.